I'm very excited that this worked out because I've been begging her to come on and be a guest on my show when John has been gone for a long time. But we have to welcome Callie Hardy to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Callie.
Hi.
And Callie, you brought your mom, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hello, everyone.
And you brought baby Rosie.
Rosie, the Rosinator. She's here.
I would have been very, very upset had you not brought her in.
We knew. We had to.
Thank you for agreeing to come in and be part of the show.
Oh my God, of course. This is the pleasure is mine. Right. I am so excited.
Good. I think you'll be just great. And just don't be too good because I want to keep my job.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Now, occasionally throughout the next 2 days, we're going to try to call Michael.
Yeah.
And see if we can't get him on the show to be part of it as well.
Oh,
and we'll see if he answers. I think he's maybe a little jealous that we didn't ask him and I asked you, but he's just going to have to deal with that.
So. Yeah, I know. We'll see. I'll shoot him a text and see if we can get some juicy stuff out of him.
It's not all about you, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, Rosie thinks that's funny.
She's laughing.
Yeah, that's so
cool. We have to humble him somehow.
Yeah. You grew up in, was it Carlsbad?
Yep.
Okay, Carlsbad.
Yep, Carlsbad.
We're going to test you on some things that are San Diego. We know that you love being here and you love coming back to visit. Sherry, we're going to get a little more inside information about what Callie was like when she was a little girl.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
And I am a little bummed your dad didn't come, Callie, because I have a little beef to pick with him, and we'll get into that.
Can't wait.
Yeah. You ready to do the college today?
I'm ready. I'm nervous. Okay, let's do it.
Don't laugh at her, because you're going to play throughout the next 2 days, too.
Oh, my God.
I thought we could do a team effort here.
Oh, man.
No tag teaming. Well, maybe I'll let you do it. We'll have to think about that. 833-287-1037. Callie Hardy is going to play for you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You're automatically going to get tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. And if she beats me, you're also going to get $100. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. John is out on vacation this week, but I have guest hosts all this week. Today, it is Hardy's wife, Callie, Callie's mom, Sherry. So yes, Hardy's wife and Hardy's mother-in-law, my special guest today. So just because it might get a little confusing, obviously we have Callie here, Hardy's wife. Hardy's first name is Michael. Sherry is here, Callie's mom, Hardy's mother-in-law, and Sherry's husband's name is Mike. And my husband, Kurt, and I have become friends with them over the years. But Sherry, tell me what you brought in studio today.
Your blue and white igloo cooler that we've had for... How long has it been? A year?
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Dad's hiding in shame. That's why he didn't come today.
We were supposed to have returned it to you a long time ago, and it has been sitting in our garage. But we did clean it before we came.
Oh, my God.
It's been gathering dust.
So, backstory on why you have the cooler. We met to have dinner with you. Yeah. We met downtown. Osterio Panavino. Which, again, Callie, is the very first place your mother took you out to dinner when you were a little
That's
tiny
so
baby.
Funny. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's so good. The burrata is amazing. Anyway, this great little Italian restaurant. Been there forever. And you were bringing us Outlaw Beer.
Yes.
Because Hardy had just started his sponsorship with Outlaw Beer.
Yeah.
And Mike's like, I'm going to bring you some beer. And Kurt wanted to give you and Mike something. So we brought you Wagyu beef. So we had to put it in a cooler to stay nice.
Because we forgot one.
Yes. And it's a good thing that we did because you had forgotten one and we weren't going to send you home without it staying in a cooler. So anyway, we made the switch. And we were going to get together and then, you know, everybody's got busy lives and that's fine. And then we were going to get together another time and then things happened and it happened and it happened and it happened.
Yeah.
Needless to say, a year went by. The last time I saw Mike, he was so upset. He came running up to me. He's like, I was going to bring the cooler tonight and we forgot it again. And I'm like, it's okay. We know where it is. I mean, it's not like we couldn't just come get it ourselves, I suppose.
You brought it back. We literally wanted to Amazon send you one so many times.
Oh my
gosh.
And
we were like, oh, what do we do? They probably already bought one. You know, we
didn't want to. No, it's Kurt, so he's got several coolers.
Okay.
But how did he put it? He goes, but I do like that one.
It is a convenient size.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so you brought it back, which I think is just so funny. And you're just going to have to poke Mike a little bit for me about it.
He wrote you a little card.
Did he really?
It's taped onto the top.
Should I open it?
It was a thing today. I was like, do we have the cooler in the car?
I barricaded the front door with it, so I couldn't get out the front door without seeing it. Because we're always running late. And I thought, I'm going to run late and forget the cooler.
This is just too cute. Okay. Oh, it's even monogrammed. I love it.
Fancy, Dad.
Yeah, it's very fancy. I can't begin to tell you how sorry I am that it's taken this long to return your cooler! Exclamation point. I've tried and failed multiple times, so please let me pay for the first $100 of our next great meal. We miss you guys. Oh, Mike and Sherry. He does not have to pay.
So we'll sounds like a deal to me. Yeah. Take him up on that.
To go to Panavino again one more time.
Oh, I think it's, it became actually something very funny, and it'll just be a reoccurring thing with us from now on.
Right? So I know,
and we'll always be connected by the cooler.
I'll have to bring something next time that you can just keep for the next year and a half. And
don't tell Mike. That would be really funny.
Yeah, and it'll make us.
That's good. That's good.
I like that. Anyway, so Mike, thank you making sure that it got back, and we wish you were here. Hardy's wife Callie and his mother-in-law Sherry are my special guests today with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All this week with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. It's the celebrity version of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John's on vacation, and that means Callie Hardy is here, Hardy's wife, and that means you are going to play for a KSON listener. And just so you know, no matter what, they get the prize, which this week is a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SoMa on September 9th.
Okay, good.
But if you beat me, they also win $100.
Okay. All right. Pressure's on.
Callie from Carlsbad. The first thing you got to do is kick me out of the studio.
All right, Tammy, get out of here.
All right.
I've waited so long to say that.
All right, Callie, I have 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you'll win $100 for a lucky KSON listener. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, I'm so nervous. Okay.
Don't be nervous. I tried to make these a little easier.
Oh,
hopefully.
God.
Fingers crossed. Meghan Markle celebrates her birthday today. Which royal is she married to?
Oh, Prince Harry.
Christina Applegate will release her first memoir next year called You with the Sad Eyes. She was inspired to write it when she was forced to slow down because of MS. What long-running Fox show did she play Kelly Bundy on?
Oh, I know it. Oh, I know it. I can picture it.
You can pass if you like.
Okay, pass. Can we go back? Okay, I'll think of it.
About it before Tammy comes back in, just tell me.
Okay, okay.
All right. An animated Barbie movie is in the works. The film was nominated for 8 Oscars in 2024, but only won 1 for What Was I Made For Best Original Song. Who took that award home that night for singing and writing the song?
That would be Billie Eilish.
The live-action Lilo and Stitch is the first movie of 2025 to officially cross 1 billion globally. In Lilo and Stitch, which one is the alien and which one is the girl?
Lilo is the girl and Stitch is the alien.
And finally, people are listing the TV show theme songs that they'll, quote, never skip. And they include Doctor Who, Law and Order, Bluey, and Stranger Things. Stranger Things is about to premiere their final season on Netflix. Which number season will it be?
Oh, man. I feel like there's a lot of them. I'm going to say 6.
All right. Let's get Tammy back in. How do you feel? You feel
not good. No, I think I got, I mean, I know the ones I got right.
Well, you did good. You got 3 out of 5.
3. Okay.
Oh, nice job.
Okay. I'll take it.
Tammy, let's get started. Meghan Markle celebrates her birthday today. Which royal is she married to?
Prince Harry.
Callie also got that. We are tied at 1. Christina Applegate will release her first memoir next year called You with the Sad Eyes. She was inspired to write it when she was forced to slow down because of MS. What long-running Fox show did she play Kelly Bundy on?
Married with Children.
Oh, forget it.
That's the...
Gosh.
I was a goner.
That.
Never going to happen.
For the life of me.
Callie did not know that. It is 2-1 Tammy. An animated Barbie movie is in the works. The film was nominated for 8 Oscars in 2024, but only won 1 for What Was I Made For Best Original Song. Who was the singer that took home that award that night?
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is correct. Callie also got that. It is 3-2, Tammy. The live-action Lilo and Stitch is the first movie of 2025 to officially cross 1 billion globally. In Lilo and Stitch, which one is the alien and which one is the little girl?
Oh, I just went to see it with my daughter.
Oh, that's great.
Stitch is the alien. Lilo is the little girl.
That is correct. Callie also
screams too much in the live version, by the way.
Oh, really?
I was like, gosh, you have to keep screaming. And my daughter's like, stop, Mom, I love this movie. She screamed in the cartoon one, too.
Callie also got that. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, people are listing the TV show theme songs that they'll, quote, never skip. and they include Doctor Who, Law & Order, Bluey, and Stranger Things. Stranger Things is about to premiere their final season on Netflix. Which number season will it be?
I'm trying to remember if they did five and it's going to be six, or if this is going to be the fifth. John talks about it incessantly.
Okay.
I think this will be the fifth.
Callie was one off.
I'm right above myself. Oh.
Unfortunately, that means that Tammy did take it 5-3.
All right.
But you do have to say the one thing.
Hi, I'm Callie from Nashville, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation, but that doesn't mean we can't have someone fill in for him, or in this case, a couple of people. Joining me this morning, Callie Hardy and her mom, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Tammy.
And good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
And good morning, baby Rosie.
Let's see if we can get something.
Good morning, Rosie.
It's a total family affair today. Thank you for bringing in the baby. Now, Sherry, I wanted to do a little deep dive, if you don't mind, into your history, because you and your husband, Mike, Fire Captain Mike, have a very adorable meet cute story. First of all, how did it start?
Mike and I both grew up in Altadena, which is where the fires just were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a lot of family and friends that lost places and went through a lot this last year.
But mom and dad were neighbors growing up, which is so funny because they were, well, down the street,
right? Well, a couple blocks away. But, and it was so funny because when my parents decided to move to Arcadia, they actually first wanted to move to a different house two blocks away. I would have been neighbors with Mike.
With your husband, Mike.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Dad. And I did not know him at the time, but I ended up moving to Arcadia. And then several years later, my dear, dear friend, Steve, ended up going to the same school as Mike and would have Mike over to come hang out, and we would all hang out together.
At that time, when you knew him in ninth grade, did you have any idea this was going to be the man you married, or was he just a friend?
I mean, never. I always thought he was cute, but but I had no idea where, I had no expectations of anything. And then, of course, years later, he went into Buds, the Navy base, and I happened to move down to Pacific Beach, and we ended up seeing each other in a bar one night.
What bar?
It was Fibber McGee's.
Okay.
Down in PB.
Oh, wow.
And he...
Is that still there?
No.
It's
something else now. But
that's a bummer.
But yeah, he walked up to me and said, "You look like this girl I used to know." And I just said, "Oh, really?"
Oh, sure. You thought it was a line.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, "No, this girl, she grew up in Arcadia." And then all of a sudden I was like, "Well, wait a minute. I grew up in Arcadia." And he said, "Her name was Sherry." And I said, "Well, that's me." And he said, "Do you remember me? It's Mike Ryan." And
I
was like, "Oh my gosh, you're in Buds." It all kind of came together.
Yeah.
And I wrote my phone number on his cast.
This is the best.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
Phone number on his
cast. He had a broken arm, and I wrote my phone number on his cast, and he called me the next morning, and we went out, and that was it.
Now Mike is a fire captain.
Yes, in LA County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And can you just share a little bit of what it was like from him, for your perspective, when these fires were happening in LA?
Well, it's the one thing.
Because that's your old hometown area.
Grounds. Yeah, I know. It was actually crushing, and we were actually in Nashville at the time with Callie and Michael, and the fires broke out. Mike was actually out on injury because he had torn up his knee.
Oh, so he couldn't even go if he wanted to.
He had surgery.
Oh.
It was killing him.
It was literally
destroying him. He seriously was about to fly back with a freshly broken, just messed up knee.
Yeah.
He had just had surgery on it. And he wasn't recovered yet, and it just tore him up that he couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because it was our hometown.
Yeah.
It was, and of course we were watching it on the news, and it was just devastation across the board. And he worked in Malibu also, so he was very familiar with all of the Palisades and Altadena.
Right.
And so it really tore him up not to be there, but he tried to do as much as he could on the phone and tried to help whichever way he could.
And he's gotten his fair share of fighting fires.
Of excitement.
I bet he has.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, because we always honor those who serve with our national anthem every day. So we'll send it out to Hardy's father-in-law, Mike Ryan, at 8 o'clock today.
Love that.
We're trying to call Hardy this morning, Michael Hardy. His wife, Callie, is here. Callie has also brought her mom, Sherry, Hardy's mother-in-law. They're my guest hosts because John is out on vacation. Is he good about answering the phone usually?
He can be.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, my
the
goodness.
The person you're trying to...
That guy.
Michael.
Well, you'll have that. But moving on, I have something super fun, I think. Because I know that you and Michael are both big foodies.
Yeah.
Right? And you've traveled around the world and you always share what you're eating, you know, what's going on. So I love this for you. We want Callie's Menu.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Callie's Menu in San Diego County. Oh. Okay. So I'm going to give you 60 seconds to tell me as many restaurants and what you would order there as you can in San Diego so that people know I'm going on Callie's Menu so I know I'm going to go to these places.
Okay. I'm going to go in order of how you would eat.
Callie,
drinks.
Stop.
You
You're using your time up.
Oh, my
You're
God. Using the time. Okay. So, cocktail.
Go ahead. Go,
Coconut.
Go ahead and tell me how you're going to do it.
I was going to go in order of how you would like eat or drink, but
that's a lot
of
pressure.
I think I'm going to scrap that. I'm just going to throw them out there.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. So as soon as the timer starts, Callie's Menu for San Diego, go.
Dim sum in Convoy at Jasmine. Then I'm going to go Monarch is a good new place in La Jolla. Jimmy's for bar nightlife. That doesn't really count for food, but then we're going to go to Pacific Coast Grill. Everything in Encinitas, then Ice Cream Handles Encinitas, then, oh, what am I forgetting? Honey's. Oh, breakfast. Honey's Lobster Benedict, of course. Cotijan Late Night Bites, Pollo Asado Burrito, El Pueblo Gas Station, Fish Tacos. I'm scared. What am I forgetting? Oh, literally, Mona Lisa.
Oh.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, for subs.
There. Yeah, for subs. 100%. And then Fish Market, Del Mar. Yeah.
All right.
Is that, am I done? Okay.
You're done. You got it. That was a lot of pressure.
Oh, there's so many good places.
I know there is.
Can help. Say Cardiff Crab.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I just saw that.
I was trying to go. I was trying to think of my must hit spots when I come back. And I have like 2 days. Where am I going? I try to hit all those spots. Convoy, though. Dim sum is the must.
The Convoy is about as far
every time
as we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Cardiff Crack.
And Cardiff Crack. I'm sorry, Seaside Market. I forgot about you.
833-287-1037. It's time for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And right now, Hardy's mother-in-law, Sherry, is going to play for you. You'll automatically get tickets to see Max McNown at SoMa on September 9th. And if Sherry beats me, you'll also get $100. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. My guest hosts this morning are Callie Hardy and her mom, Sherry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello, Tammy.
Now, we have your husband, Hardy, singing about Rednecker, but I want to kind of change direction here and go with nunnier. Callie Hardy, listen up to this clip.
What is the key to life?
True love.
Aww.
That is Callie Hardy's nunny, and she is just too much. I got the opportunity to meet Nunny at your wedding, Callie, and my husband and I glommed right onto her because she was such a hoot.
Nunny is, I don't even know how to describe her.
She's a character.
She is such a character. She's everyone's, oh my, I mean, meeting her, you know, it's insane. You're like, are you a real person? She is. She is so funny. Michael calls her, she's like Madame Zeroni from Holes with the like little gypsy thing going on with the turbans, but she's fabulous and funny and quirky. And yeah, we can't get enough of her. We're obsessed with her. She's the coolest person we know.
And Sherry, that is your mom.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up with her as a mom? Because she seems like the coolest chick in the world. She really does.
Very loving, fun. But in fact, like I used to love to just sleep. So I'd have my friends over at the house and I would be like, it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to bed. My mom would stay up and do tequila shots with my friends while I was asleep.
Nanny loves to tell those stories.
Yeah, because she's a super night owl. And so she loves to play cards. Uh-huh. She doesn't drink a lot, but when she does, she likes her tequila. She loves her espresso martinis, but only like maybe one time a year. But back in the day when she was feeling better and younger and had a little more energy, she was game for anything. She'd take us teepeeing. She would let us cut school and drive us to the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, she was one of those kind of moms, but she was also, but we never pushed it too far.
Oh, you know? Right. So yeah. you knew the line.
Oh, yeah.
And because sometimes kids would take advantage of that.
Still had a fear of my mom and dad of making them angry or disappointing them.
Sure.
Really.
One more thing about Nenny that I wanted to ask, because she loves to gamble. And I found this, which made me feel even more connected to Nenny. When you asked her what her favorite machine was at the casinos.
Oh, by far the Buffalo.
Buffalo machine. Why is it your favorite?
Because I win on them.
See, we have that in common. That by far has been my luckiest machine and one of my favorites.
Stop. You're a Buffalo.
Yes.
You're a Buffalo
Yes.
Girl.
I want to bring her with me to Sequan Casino so we can play Buffalo together because I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Say when.
She's packing now. She's packing right
Seriously,
now.
Seriously. It's the only time we can get her out of the house is when we take her to the casino.
I love that. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of your nunny with us because I think she's great. More to come with my special guest host today, Callie Hardy, her mom, Sherry, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Today's College of Hollywood Knowledge is a team effort. We have Callie Hardy and her mom, Sherry, with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Callie, of course, from Nashville. Sherry from Carlsbad. And since you guys are the celebrities today, you know, being married to Hardy and being Hardy's mother-in-law, our KSON loyal listeners automatically going to get the prize. You're going to play for them. They're going to get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown September 9th at SOMA. And if you ladies beat me, they're also going to win $100. So the first thing you guys have to do is kick me out of the studio.
Get out of here, Tammy.
Goodbye.
Mom, we got this.
All right, ladies. I have 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100 for a lucky KSON listener. Just a reminder, all ties go to Tammy.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know. That's the worst part. Here we go. Chris Hemsworth, Mini-Me, twin son, stole the spotlight in a rare red carpet appearance for the new season of his National Geographic docuseries. Which Marvel hero does Chris Hemsworth play?
Thor.
Exactly. Jennifer Lopez says she's done with marriage after 4 divorces. Mm-hmm. Name 2 of the 4 men she was married to.
Ben Affleck and I don't think she got married to A-Rod. The first one that she had the kids with.
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's going to be real easy for you guys. I gave you a gimme. Tammy might not know this one.
Oh.
Bonnaroo says they are coming back in 2026 despite 3 cancellations in 5 years. Mm. Organizers have announced new changes to better accommodate potential extreme weather. Which state is Bonnaroo held in?
Oh,
Tennessee.
I even know that one. Yay.
Bobby Flay says most people won't cook for him except John Hamm's wife, who brought a sour cherry crisp to his 4th of July barbecue. Name John Hamm's character in Mad Men.
Don Draper.
And finally, according to the movie Terminator, Skynet would have been launched 28 years ago today. Arnold Schwarzenegger starts in that movie. Let's spell Schwarzenegger.
Mom, you want to do it together?
You did me dirty, girl.
I'm so sorry.
I know it. You give it a go.
Years ago, Sherry played the college and couldn't spell Schwarzenegger. And apparently it's become a family joke. So I had to do it again. I'm sorry.
And you think that I would have learned my lesson.
I practiced on the ride down here just in case you asked me this question.
Okay, let me try and then you can correct.
Okay.
S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-E-N-E-G-G-E.
ER. Yes.
Final answer?
Yes,
Schwarzenegger.
Final answer.
All right, let's get Tammy in here.
Oh, my God. That's
Mom, we got this.
Wrecked my brain.
Well, I will tell you, Tammy, it's going to be a hard one because they got 5 out of 5.
Let's go.
We do change the rules a little bit when we get 5 out of 5. I'm going to ask Tammy the questions, but I will not reveal if she got them right or wrong until the end.
Okay.
We'll build a little suspense.
Yes, I know. I don't like these ones.
Okay.
Makes me tense.
All right, Tammy, here we go. Chris Hemsworth's Mini-Me twin son stole the spotlight in a rare red carpet appearance for his new National Geographic docuseries. Which Marvel hero does Hemsworth play?
He plays Thor.
Jennifer Lopez says she's done with marriage after 4 divorces. Name 2 of the 4 men she was married to.
Ben Affleck and Mark Anthony.
Bonnaroo says they are coming back in 2026, despite 3 cancellations in 5 years. Organizers have announced new changes to better accommodate potential extreme weather. Which state is Bonnaroo held in?
Stuck between 2 states. Tennessee?
Bobby Flay says that most people won't cook for him except John Hamm's wife, who brought a sour cherry crisp to his July 4th barbecue. Name John Hamm's character in Mad Men.
Don Draper.
And finally...
He's so hot. I'm sorry. I'm really into John Hamm right now and his latest series.
Friends and Neighbors.
Yes. Oh,
so good.
God, you didn't think you could like someone who's a bad guy,
so
but you
good.
Do.
I know.
Okay.
I feel sorry.
Anyway,
sorry.
Like,
oh.
I'm going to concentrate here?
Yeah.
According to the movie Terminator, Skynet would have been launched 28 years ago today. Arnold Schwarzenegger starred in that movie. Hey, Tammy.
Yeah.
Can you spell Schwarzenegger for me?
No, you did? Really? Oh, my gosh. Can I try to spell it out? Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
try
yeah,
to
yeah.
write it
yeah.
out?
I let them do that. Go ahead.
This is a S-W-A. Stop me once I get one wrong. Okay.
You're wrong.
Oh.
Oh, Schwarzenegger is spelled S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-E-N-E-G-G-E-R. Congratulations.
We did it.
Callie, you just won a listener $100.
Yay. Finally.
We all had right. to pull through for the listener
all these years.
I think it's been 12 years, and now you finally get to say this.
I'm Callie from Nashville.
And I'm Sherry from Carlsbad.
And we graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You know, when the artist you'd like to have guest host is, oh, I don't know, out on his own big stadium tour, you have to do the next best thing and maybe even a little more fun, get his wife and his mother-in-law on the show. Callie is a Carlsbad girl. And Callie, tell me what it was like growing up in Carlsbad. Share some great memories from your time here. Because now you're all Nashville and stuff.
Yes, I know. Now I'm so country. No, it was the best. I have the fondest memories of my childhood and growing up out here. When I explain what it was like growing up to Michael, he's like, are you kidding? Do you understand that is not normal? I'm like, oh yeah, you know, so you had surf PE and we could skip class and go to the beach and beach volleyball and all these amazing things. The weather. I mean, it was so great. Like, we had the best time. We grew up right down the street from where I went to school. So, you know,
where'd you go to school?
La Costa Canyon. Go
okay.
Mavs.
All right.
I actually just had my high school reunion and that was so fun. So that was really nice. And that brought back a lot of memories.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but it was so great. I mean, I had the best group of friends and you know how it is. Everyone's so chill out here and always just down for a good time. It's so awesome.
Do you still have best friends from your childhood?
Yeah.
That are still you're super close.
Oh, yeah. I have my core group of girls from back here that I talk to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them every time I'm back home.
So after you married a rock star, right? And you're out in Nashville now. Did you find anyone like change towards you?
No.
And I'm not asking you to call anybody out.
No. You know what? I don't think so. Michael and I both are very, very fortunate to have really good people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Before and throughout, you know, this whole kind of life that we live. So none of my friends have changed at all. If anything,
that's
I mean,
great.
No, it really is. Most of my friends don't even listen to country music. They have no idea. If I put a gun to their head to sing one of Michael's songs, they couldn't do it.
Right.
So that's very nice. You know, that's very refreshing. But also, I think part of that is like the Nashville culture. Everyone knows someone who's a country. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It doesn't really have that same LA feel. So it's really no big deal out there, which is really nice because everyone's in the industry.
That's what I was going to ask you, who some of your core friends are in Nashville. Because I know you're pretty close to Lorna Lena and to Travis Denning.
Yes.
And so how did that friendship come about? How did those friendships come about?
Well, when I first moved to Nashville... And I didn't know anyone. I really was just kind of befriending Michael's friends or their girlfriends or whatever.
Because that's all new to you out there.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, he had a lot of friends at the time just from writing because that was his job, you know. So I met Madison, Travis's wife, just through Michael and Travis, their friendship.
Okay.
And we just hit it off. We got along so well. That same night out, I met Ashlyn Wallen, Morgan's sister, and we became really close friends. So they were my two first friends in town. And then everything just kind of started growing. And then, you know, you meet people through events and rights and everything. And I met Lauren, and she's so sweet, and she's been a great friend. And
I think she's a hoot. She's so so funny.
She is so funny. She is so fun. And she's like that all the time. Like, yeah. What you see is what you get.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's the vibe I got from her the few times we met her. And Kelly, if you don't mind hanging on, coming up next, I want to share two great stories about Lauren Elena. It's next. You remember that song, One Beer, from Hardy. It also features Lauren Elena, Callie Hardy, and her mom, Sherry, Hardy's mother-in-law, are my special guests today. John is out on vacation this week. And Callie, we were just talking about how you started a friendship with Lauren Elena. And I have a little story of her from your wedding, and it actually turns into two Lauren Elena stories. So years ago, Lauren had played a country fest here, a KSLN country fest, back when we still had it in Lakeside. And my husband was backstage, my husband Kurt, and they were joking around about stuff, he and Lauren were, and he challenged her to an arm wrestling contest.
Oh,
right?
Stop.
And she's like, fine, but whoever wins gets to go through the other's phone. So they both opened up their phones and set them on the table.
Oh, and they had an arm wrestling
contest, and she won. And so she got to go through Kurt's phone. Well, when we're at your wedding, we started talking to her, and he put his arm up, and he's like, all right, let's go again.
He was training.
And, yeah. And they did the arm wrestling thing. This time, he won. And then he slapped a dollar in her hand. He goes, there you go. That's to make up for my bad last time. Made a joke about it, right? It was super cute. But then later, I was in the bathroom, and she's like, oh, no. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, the seam on my dress split open. And I go, do you think you did it arm wrestling? And she's like, she gave me this face. I'm like, I don't know. I go, but you know what? He can sew. He used to, he made the dress I'm wearing right now. Maybe if we can find some needle and a thread, he can fix it for you. And she was like, I don't think she believed me. Because the dress I wore to your wedding, Kurt made.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Kurt,
but I came back out and I'm like, way to go, dude. You split her dress? I don't know if that's what happened, but I'm going with that.
She definitely split her dress from diving for the bouquet. Did you see her catch that?
Yes, I did. She was going to get it.
And if that didn't rip her dress, I don't know what would.
Well, it worked.
It sure did. I know. Yeah. What was it? Like a week later or a month later they got engaged?
Yeah,
it was,
something
that
like
was that. Awesome. That
but
was
I'm going to
so
go
great.
With the fact that it's Kurt's fault.
That is so funny.
I like to blame him for it. So I thought that was funny. But she's an absolute hoot.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you had said that, like, living in Nashville, it's just normal because people wonder.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a normal thing. So nobody's like super geeking out on people.
Yeah.
Although I imagine it still happens occasionally that you go places and there's someone who's like acting like they're your friend. You're like, I don't know you.
No, it totally does. Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected. You know, that just comes with the territory and it's like a learning curve that you have to get used to.
Yeah.
But that's what's so awesome about Nashville, and not even just Nashville, but country music is so special in that way that truly everyone just would be happy if it all disappeared tomorrow and all they could do was fish and, you know, have a piece of land and just live that life that they sing about. That's what's so special about country music. And so we are just surrounded by people like that who just have, you know, normal values. They're just good people, and they're not all swept away by like the fame and, you know, all the glitz and glamour of it all. So
plus, I think they're the hardest working format of music, too.
Oh, my God. I totally agree. Yeah.
And I think that they are the most supportive of each other. They really try to lift each other up. It's so nice to see that they really do support each other wholeheartedly and happily and try to lift each other up.
Yeah.
And it's like being in a small town, even though Nashville's growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so nice. It's really great to see, even from the outside, how kind and genuine everybody is.
Callie Hardy, her mom, Sherry, Hardy's mother-in-law, are my special guests today with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. She's not Hardy's girlfriend, she's Hardy's wife. Callie Hardy is joining us this morning, along with her mom, Sherry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello, Tammy.
And we've been trying to get a hold of Hardy on the phone, and he hasn't been answering.
All right, let's try to call Michael.
Okay.
Let's give him a ring.
All right, see if he'll answer this time.
Don't embarrass me, Michael.
You love your wife, remember?
Your call has...
All right, the voicemail again. Maybe he's just nervous, guys, that we're going to put him on the spot and ask him an embarrassing question.
For sure.
Too long. Shoot.
Or maybe he's hanging out with some of your thousands of cousins. Sherry, you are the first person I've known who has so many relatives across the country.
I have thousands of cousins, honestly. Michael can't believe it because... almost every town he plays in, it doesn't matter where it is.
You have a cousin there?
Oh, like, it's, oh, like, it's have, become this joke when we go on tour.
The whole crew.
Oh, yeah. His manager thinks I'm messing with him. I'm always like, we need a plus one for literally anywhere. You could be in the most random small town anywhere in the country. When we went to Australia, I was like, oh my God. Wait a second. I have two cousins in Melbourne. We got to put them on the list. And they were like, no, there's no way.
I bet you I can just see that. Don't tell me it's a cousin.
It is.
It's another cousin. And they quote, think unquote.
I'm joking. We're everywhere.
My co-hosts today are Hardy's wife, Callie Hardy, and her mom, Sherry. Now, Callie, were you always a country music fan?
Yeah, always. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't something that came later. Did you grow up listening to it? Is Sherry responsible for you being a country music fan, or your dad? Or,
you know, I don't really know. It's funny. I didn't think of music that often. Like, I actually don't know that much about music. Whatever I listened to, I'm not just saying this, was on KSON. Like, I just listened to the radio, whatever was on the radio. I didn't care too much about it until I feel like I got a little older, started going to country concerts, and I was like, whoa, this is awesome. The people are great. The music is great.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. And that's basically all I listened to growing up.
Okay.
And then I went to school in the South, in Mississippi, and everyone could not believe that someone from California was like that into country music. And I was like, yeah, it's huge out there. You know, people don't really realize that. Yeah. And then Nashville just seemed like a good move after the fact, because I was like, country music, you know, everything just kind of fell together. So, yeah, I've always listened.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation, but I have a very special co-host today. Hi.
Hello.
Callie Hardy is joining us today. Yay! Callie, originally from Carlsbad, went to school in Mississippi, moved to Nashville, and then ended up meeting one of the most successful country songwriters around, certainly one of the most awarded. Tell me how you met Michael Hardy and what your first date was like.
Okay. So I met Michael. It's a funny story. He actually slid into the DMs, you know, modern day love story.
Yep.
He slid into the DMs and we just started chit-chatting very casually. I had no
idea. What did he say? Like, when he slid into your DMs, like, because, you know, sometimes that's like really kind of how some people write stuff. You're like, what? And I imagine it wasn't anything like that.
This is 1000% why I responded. Like, this is so funny to me. He didn't say anything. He sent me a video.
Okay.
Of him drinking whiskey out of it, just taking a fat pull of whiskey out of a deer stand. He was head to toe camo. That's it.
That's what he sent you?
He didn't say anything. He just sent a video of him just taking a pull of whiskey. Yeah, exactly. That's what my thought was. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, okay, this guy's funny, you know? Yeah. It piqued my interest and we just started chit-chatting. And of course, you know, I had to stalk him a little bit. So I went and looked on.
Well, smart people do, because you want to know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. So he had all these pictures, I remember, with Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
And I had no idea, obviously, that he was like a songwriter or worked with them.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all these pictures of him with them, with like passes on. They're standing in front of, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy's he's like a FGL super fan. He's following them around, buying meet and greet passes everywhere. I was like, this is a little nuts. Like, I think this guy's crazy. So I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, so I didn't say anything. We just, you know, talked, whatever.
I love how you thought he was like a stalker fan, you know, Uber fan, instead of like maybe he worked with them.
No,
or
it
wasn't
didn't even cross my mind.
I think that's really funny.
Well, I mean, I was just like, who just has pictures, you know?
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah, that was so funny. So I was kind of like, I don't know, guys. But I went back to school. And I was on winter break when he sent me a message. I went back to school, and the little music venue in town, the Lyric, which is actually where we ended up getting engaged, fast forward, which is really cute. But he was playing. He was supposed to be out riding with Florida Georgia Line at the time. They canceled last minute. One of his other buddies was playing a show at the Lyric that my girlfriends and I were going to. And their drummer last minute got sick, and they asked Michael to fill in. So everything just kind of ended up working out. He wasn't on the road anymore. He could come fill in, play drums. So he texted me and he was like, hey, I'm going to be in Oxford this weekend, you know, go to the show. And I was like, oh, we're already going. I'll see you there. Great. So we go to the show. I see him up there on stage. And keep in mind, I'm thinking that he's playing like drums, drums. He is playing the cajon, like the box drum.
Yeah.
Just up there, just ripping it on stage, sitting on the drum. And I was like, there he is. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah. So
we walked in and we were having fun. You know, I was like, hey, trying to wave to him from the crowd. He didn't see me, whatever. And at the end of the show, we just met upstairs at the Lyric. And honestly, that was it. We just finished watching the concert together and we had the best time. We hung out the rest of the night and it was just kind of, you know, love at first sight, if you will. And that was that. I went to Nashville for my 21st birthday and he totally showed us around town. He hung out with me and the girls all weekend.
See, there's the romantic part of him.
Yeah, no, he it definitely was. So we actually only hung out like twice before we started dating. And after Nashville, I asked him, he's like 6.5 years older than me. I asked him to my sorority formal. I was like, hey, I don't know if you would ever be into this, but do you want to come down to my sorority formal? And he was like, sure, I've never been to one. So he came down to Oxford in jeans and he showed up to my formal in jeans and a baseball hat. And I was like, all right. And on the way there, he asked me to be his girlfriend. And
oh
it was.
Oh my God, that's like the cutest thing I've ever heard.
On the bus.
And that was that.
That's a great story.
It's very funny. Like, I love telling it because it's just so random. And, you know, I think, like, he's from a small town in Mississippi and I'm from here. So it's like so many things had to happen for us to meet and find each other. So it's just funny. I love telling that story.
Well, we're glad that it happened. Kelly, when we come back, I want to share a story with you because we knew when Hardy was going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, my God.
You have to hear this.
Hi, I'm Callie Hardy, and you are listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
That was very good, very professional. Now, Callie, I got to take you back in time. This is how we found out that Hardy was going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, my God.
First of all, listen, before we get down to brass tacks here, as my dad used to say, might we have some breaking news here? You want to explain what's on your mind, Jessica, what you brought up to us?
Yeah, so Hardy, the other day was, I guess, National Girlfriend Day, and you posted to your girlfriend, Happy Girlfriend Day, Callie. Might be one of the last times I get to call you my girlfriend.
Yeah, what about it?
You're not going to comment, are you?
Nope. The only reason I'm not saying anything is because she has a lot of family and friends that are in San Diego, and I... anyway, I gotta keep my stay close to my cards here.
Yeah, Hardy is in love, man. This is great.
Isn't that wild?
That is insane.
I like how he was like, you could feel the excitement of him wanting to say something, and then he realized, oh no, I can't do that.
So awesome that you guys have that.
Him. That is so him.
Oh my gosh, that just makes my day. That is so funny. Michael!
I think he said more to us too, but that we took a lot of it out because he was like, yeah, it's going to happen soon. But
yeah. Stop it.
Because we told him we'd edited it out. So
Well, we didn't want to blow a surprise.
Oh my God, that's so great.
And it's such a Hardy line. Like, might be the last time I get to call you my girlfriend.
Sure.
Like, it's such a...
Yeah. Well, he clickbaited everybody is what he did. Everybody's like, what?
No.
Breaking up?
No, I know. Mom, you texted me after he posted that. It's on your little skylight frame is the screenshot of that Instagram post. I see it all the time. That is so funny, you guys.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you have that. That is crazy. That is so funny.
I love it. Thank you for being here today. And thank you to your mom, too, for joining us, as well as baby Rosie. And if you don't mind, I'd love to have you back tomorrow.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Kelly Hardy, my co-host again tomorrow, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.